This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The economic burden of cancer can be high in developing countries. I'm Reed Walton, and today I'm talking with Dr. Florence Tanka, a health economist with the Division of Cancer Prevention and Control at CDC. She's part of a team that created a tool for finding out how much it costs to register cases of cancer in countries all over the world. Florence, why is this important?
Hello, Reed. More new cases of cancer, more cancer deaths, and fewer survivors. People who are living with or after cancer diagnosis happen or are found in developing countries compared to developed countries. In the United States, cancer registries have many purposes, including understanding the burden of cancer in this country and the planning interventions to understand the impact of cancer prevention and control efforts. There are cancer registries in the developing countries, but some struggle with limited coverage of their population, the quality of their data, and getting the data in a timely manner. The World Health Organization, CDC, and other international partners are working to improve cancer registration in developing countries. People in many countries are asking the question, how much does it cost to establish, expand, and enhance cancer registries in the developing world? Reed, we can help answer this question with our tool.
That's great, Florence. Can you tell me how the project started?
Yes, Reed. We started with a costing tool that was first used in the United States. Then we adapted it to and tested it in developing countries.
What countries was the tool used in?
Reed, we collaborated with registries in Kenya, Uganda, Zimbabwe, and South Africa in Africa, Barbados in Caribbean, Colombia in South America, and India. Each country collected 1 to 2 years of data.
What will people in these countries use the data for?
Countries can use this data to help make funding decisions for their cancer registries and to evaluate how different types of data collection approaches are more or less efficient. They can also provide information on how to improve cancer surveillance.
And what are the next steps?
The team will be presenting on these findings all over the world. We published a special supplement in the journal Cancer Epidemiology on the project. And now, many, many countries have contacted the project team looking for help with assessing the cost of their cancer registry activities. Because of the success of the original project, we are now building a web-based costing tool that can help even more countries understand how to expand cancer surveillance and improve the health of their citizens.
Thank you so much, Florence. For more information on the Cancer Registry Costing Tool, go to cdc.gov/cancer. For more information on cancer registries in the U.S., go to cdc.gov/cancer/NPCR.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.